This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Pam Lobley has been a columnist and writer for many publications, including the New York Times and the Huffington Post. And she's also the author of a new book, Why Can't We Just Play? What I Did When I Realized My Kids Were Way Too Busy. Pam joins us on the line. Good morning, Pam.
Good morning. How are you today?
Yeah, I just let you know, Pam, that you've got two dads with kids, and this might be a little bit like therapy, so just bear with us.
That's great. I looked at you guys on the website, so I know a little bit about your kids' ages. One of you is in the baby toddler stage, and then one of you is kind of in the grade school age.
Good research. You are,
wow. Pam, you're on it. I'm the dashing, extraordinarily handsome one, and Sam's the one with a face only a mother could love.
Yeah, that's pretty right. All right.
Pam, I mean, you did something that I think might be one of the scariest things ever to do, which is to take the summer holidays and not have anything planned. I mean, that sounds like an absolute nightmare. I mean, how did that go down? Why did you come to that realization?
Well, I'll tell you, it's funny that you have that reaction because all my friends had the same reaction, too. Whenever I told them what I had planned, they looked at me with a frozen smile and said, really? But the reason I did it is because I realized that we were just way too busy. And my kids were constantly saying to me, well, when are we going to play? I would say, well, we have a soccer game and then we're going to a birthday party. And they would say, well, when are we going to just play? We want to play. And I realized that for them, even if they were doing something fun, it wasn't the same as being in their room or in the backyard, doing what they wanted and playing the way they wanted to play. So I thought, well, let me get rid of all these activities. I was sick of running around myself and see what they make of it.
Hmm. Wow. So what did you learn from letting your kids just play all summer?
Well, let's see. I guess the biggest thing I learned was how important it was for my kids to have their own independence and the freedom to say how they want to spend an afternoon or a morning. You know, I don't know how it is with you guys, but here in the States, kids are so overscheduled, particularly when they get to be about second or third grade. They have something to do every day after school. And sometimes in the evenings, you know, they might have a baseball game that doesn't get over until 7 o'clock at night or something, or 8 o'clock. And so we end up just running around on this crazy treadmill. And then all of a sudden, my kid would be like crying at bedtime saying, I didn't play all day. So what I learned was that it was really important to schedule that downtime and give them the independence and freedom to choose what they would do with it.
I like that. One of the things that I'm really trying to push in on with my kids is when they say I'm so bored, is go, it's okay to be bored. Figure out what to do when you're bored, as opposed to defaulting to me. Okay, so what are you going to do? I'm bored.
Exactly. They want you to solve it, and I agree 100%. I mean, I can remember saying I'm bored to my mother, and her just saying, uh-huh. And laughing at me like, well, just go figure it out.
Yeah.
So, actually, you know, now that we're all adults, don't you wish you could kind of get bored the way you would get bored as a kid? Like, we can never be bored like that now that we're adults because we have so many things on our mind.
Mm.
But when you're like 10, there's this whole absence of any sort of pressure and activity. I mean, hopefully. So when they would complain, I would just ignore them and tell them, you know, boredom is not going to kill you, and leave them on their own to solve it. And most of the time they did. They invent a game or they build something or, you know, they just hang around.
Pam, what would you say is your message to parents who are trying to savor their kids' growing years? I feel like I'm in the middle of that with a toddler right now, and I know that beyond that is a child that's going to go to school and beyond that, but what would you say to a parent like that?
I would say that I'm sure everybody says to you, oh, enjoy it, it goes so fast. And I would say that's true. It really does go fast. I think for me, the best way to slow it down were two things. Number one is to let your kids be kids as long as possible. I feel like there's a lot of pressure to grow up quickly. You know, kids have phones, or if you look at the kinds of movies and TVs and music they listen to or the clothes they wear, sometimes they look like mini adults by the time they're 7 or 8 years old. And then I think we're doing them a disservice. I think that they should be kids and that play really needs to be an important part of their life, like till they're like 11 and 12 years old. And I think sometimes the kids are getting the message like, oh, gosh, is it okay to still want to just like play when I'm in fifth or sixth grade, or am I too old for that? So if you can kind of give them the freedom. And the other thing I think is to just have less on the schedule so that you all have time for each other. Isn't it awful when you're just like kind of, I would be racing around and all of a sudden I'd be tucking them in at bed and I would think, what did we do today that was fun together?
Mm-hmm.
Did we just like race through homework and then we had dinner and they had bad manners and I was crabby and then all of a sudden it's bedtime. So I found that it was really important to just try to have a little bit more air in the schedule so that there was time to take a detour and read a book or be silly on the rug with your little ones or whatever.
My daughter has some of the worst FOMO, fear of missing out, I've ever seen. I mean, she literally wants to do everything, anywhere, all the time. How do you give that kind of confidence? It's okay to miss out on stuff here and there, and kind of save that energy, I guess.
I don't know. How old is she?
She's seven.
Yeah, so she's hyper aware now of like what everybody's doing, and that, at that age when kids like to talk, oh, I went here and we did this and all.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think that every kid is different. I think that some kids have FOMO more than others. But I would say, you know, it's important to realize that I don't know how you make her realize this, but not everybody's having as much fun as they look, which is something that we adults need to learn too. And that, it, you know, sometimes you kind of have to make your own fun and find your own fun because you can't always rely on the thing that you're doing tomorrow to make you super happy.
That's good.
Mm. Pam, since releasing this book, do you feel like family life has returned to a fast-paced nature, or are you still enjoying this kind of slower pace of life?
Well, whenever school starts up again, it's a challenge to not get caught in the hectic race. But I have been able to keep it a little slower. I have learned how to say no to activities or to recognize the signs. If my kids are feeling if they're acting kind of whiny and stressed, that is a sign to me that they're too busy. So then I will say, well, let's not do this tomorrow, or, you know, I'll try to, like, I'll be the guardian of their playtime and try to cancel some things or keep them to have a more of a free schedule. One thing I found is really helpful, and this is so, like, not what you would think, but if we do a family project, like clean out the garage or wash the car or something, it seems like we all spend time together kind of doing the same thing at the same time. And even though it sounds awful because it's a chore, it ends up to be kind of fun. And it gives them a little, like, break from maybe the pressure of whatever their homework or activity world is bringing them.
Brilliant. Well, the new book is called Why Can't We Just Play? What I Did When I Realized My Kids Were Way Too Busy. Thanks for joining us on the line to talk about it, Pam Lobley. It's been really informative and encouraging for me, I think, to get out and play more.
I hope so. Enjoy it. There's nothing more fun than playing with kids.
Amen.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.